This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Queen Elizabeth's body will lie in state for 4 days in Westminster Hall, the 900-year-old building in Parliament. Today, her coffin leaves Buckingham Palace for the last time. The AP's Charles de Ledesma in London on the hundreds of thousands of mourners who've been gathering.
Many are already queuing up to pay their last respects, erecting tents and preparing for hours, even days, of waiting. Thousands have already come to the park adjacent to the palace to pay their respects with flowers and written notes for the Queen. One reads, "We have loved you as you have loved us. Off to your next mission." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukraine's President Zelensky visited the liberated city of Izium this morning, greeting soldiers and thanking them for retaking the area from the Russians. They left the city last week. Today, the Ukrainian flag was raised in front of the burned-out City Hall building. Two suspicious packages discovered in Boston. The AP's Donna Warder.
Police in Boston and the FBI are looking into who left two packages on or near the campus of Northeastern University. One package exploded on campus as it was being opened, causing minor injuries to a staff member's hands. Student Susanna Mays tells WCVB had it exploded earlier in the day, there would have been chaos.
It's pretty late at night. You know, our class is an exception. Most students are home for the day. There's not a lot of classes going on.
Authorities say another suspicious package was found near the city's Museum of Fine Arts. The bomb squad neutralized that package. I'm Donna Warder.
Classes are beginning today in Seattle following a week-long teachers' strike. It delayed the start of the new school year. Residents of a city in China's Xinjiang region have been under COVID lockdown for more than 40 days. They now say they're battling hunger and dwindling supplies of medicine. This is AP News. Now a story about an animal in a place it shouldn't have been. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
A woman walked into a bar last week carrying a raccoon. No, bear with me. There were 10 people in the Matic Bar in North Dakota at the time. Now health officials are warning any who had contact with the animal could have been exposed to rabies. Bartender Cindy Smith says she immediately asked the woman to leave, but instead the woman took the raccoon around the bar to show another customer, but only lingered about 5 minutes. Smith tells the Bismarck Tribune the raccoon never left her arms one time and there was absolutely no biting. North Dakota's Health and Human Services Department says the warning is precautionary because rabies has a nearly 100% fatality rate. 6 rabid animals have been reported in North Dakota this year. Bartender Smith says she has no idea what the woman was thinking. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.